Thank you for preparing during this week of busyness to come and lead us this morning. And for those of you that were away and are back, welcome here. And I am so glad that that's actually Dean and Kaylee, because a few weeks ago I thought Tyson and Jaina were Dean and Kaylee, and I'm glad that Melissa looked after that mess that I caused a couple weeks ago, and I am learning how to read out of my glasses much better than I did back then. We welcome you here to this Sunday that's January 1st. I mean, every person you're seeing today is the first time this year. That's awesome. That's awesome. And what we are going to do today is a lot different than what we normally do. If you're a guest with us today, we are going to actually have a New Year's prayer service. Now, I don't want you to get worried. We're not going to be asking you to spontaneously and expect you to spontaneously turn and pray together. We could do that. We have no problems with individuals spending time together praying. But we're going to have individuals coming up and leading us through different times of prayer. This morning I was at the Spruce Manor, and I talked to them about the topic of worry, because it's so easy to do that. But Jesus calls us in the Sermon on the Mount to not be anxious, but to realize God's got things in control. And he calls us to seek first the kingdom of God. And then all these things will be added unto us. The things that we are concerned about in this life, and the things that we are projecting to do, or even the things that we don't know about in our future. And if you look in the letter written to the Philippians, and we were studying it, but later on, it talks about one of my most favorite verses in the Scripture. It says, do not be anxious, in chapter 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, which means praying on behalf of others, prayer for yourself and praying on behalf of the needs and concerns of others. Let your requests, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, which literally means which blows our minds, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We want to, at the start of this year, say we want the Lord to lead us. We want to say together and invite you today, if you haven't done so already, to ask the Lord to work in your life and through your life, because we don't know what this year brings. But we want to invite him to lead us in it. And so there's going to be various individuals coming through a number of themes. We're going to talk about the Lordship of Jesus over this church and over our lives. And we're going to be talking about the filling of the Spirit to work in our lives, to carry burdens. We're going to talk about, as we did last fall, about the armor of God. And also living in light of his return. We've talked about preparing for Christmas and his coming, but we want to live in light of the fact that, will Jesus return? Will he come this year? We don't know. But we want to live in light of that. And so there will be different readers doing different things. They will, some of them will initiate it by reading a scripture to us to invite us to pray. They'll show us the scripture that relate to what we're praying about. Everything that we're going to pray about today is what God has called us to in the Scriptures to do. And there might be an opportunity where you'll be invited to read the Scripture together with them. And there may be a point where they'll ask you to silently pray. That awkward 30 seconds won't be awkward if you take the moment to think of maybe someone in your family, someone in this church, someone you might know that you work alongside of, or that lives next door to you, or you go to school with, or whatever. But during those silent prayer times, you're invited to pray and bring these individuals before the Lord. And so we are going to begin this morning. I'm going to invite Brian. These are all going to go unannounced, and these individuals know that they're doing this. And so I thank them for leading us. Brian Hyland's going to come and lead us in our first time of prayer.
Proclamation, Jesus is head over all. We begin our prayer for this new year, submitting to the Lordship of Jesus. Join me in this congressional scripture reading. Christ is also the head of the church, which is the body. He is the beginning, the supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is the first in everything. This prayer is based upon the following scriptures, which are highlighted on the screen. Lord Jesus Christ, we know you rule over this church. You alone are the head of your church, and you are Lord over all. For God the Father was pleased to have all of his fullness dwell in you and through you, to reconcile all things to yourself. We know that we were once totally separated from the Father as orphans and enemies because of our wickedness. We were without hope, without God. But now, because of you, your finished work on the cross, we have been reconciled to God, presented as holy, spotless. Strengthen us by your Spirit, I pray, to live out this mystery. On this day of this new year, we humble ourselves before you and submit to your word. Destroy the pride, self-righteousness, and all other strongholds of self-reliance. May we together be strengthened to stand firm and walk in the great victory of the cross. May we be established and unmovable, always clinging to the hope of the gospel, unaffected by the lies of the accuser. From Jesus Christ, you alone, our Lord, to the glory of God the Father, and we bring these prayers before you. Jesus, you are Lord over your church. I invite you to silently pray for your brothers and sisters around the world. Silently pray for our global church of Jesus Christ, and that we'll be strengthened and revived. Silently pray this on behalf of our global partners. Jesus, you are Lord over this church family. I invite you to silently pray for specific needs within this church family. Jesus, you are Lord over my life, and I invite you to pray submitting yourself once again to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we bring these prayers before you in your mighty name, the name above all names, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.
We're going to turn our attention to praying to be filled with the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit. Having received the Holy Spirit as an assurance of our faith in Jesus, we are commanded to be filled with the Holy Spirit. and to keep in step with the Spirit. Therefore, we will pray for his work in our lives and in this church. The prayer is based upon the scriptures that will be highlighted on the screen. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Father, thank you for sealing us with the Holy Spirit, because his presence in our lives confirms that we are truly yours. As we begin a new year, we ask for more. Fill us afresh with the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I ask for myself and my brothers and sisters here at Dominie Bible Church that we would be diligent in putting to death our sinful natures so that there might be greater room for the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Father, forgive us for the plans that we have made and the ways we have walked in our own strength and have ignored your Spirit. Have mercy, Lord, and fill us again with the Holy Spirit. We also pray for the pastoral leaders, for myself, Dennis, Melissa, and Slavo, that we would receive wisdom, boldness, and strength to lead and guide in the calling that we have in this church and community. We pray on behalf of the church elders for Len, Gary, Dale, Al, Diedrich, and Brian, that your will be accomplished in their lives and through their leading of this church. As they protect this church from error and discern your direction, lead them through submission to your Spirit. In all ways and in all things, may they put the interest of others ahead of their own interests. As we gather to worship together, we ask that your Spirit would teach us, change us, comfort us, and empower us from youngest to oldest. May we be led and guided by the Holy Spirit into deeper truth, that we may truly know Jesus and make him known. Increase our hunger for your word and for holiness and faith. May we learn to live by the Spirit in our everyday living, being attentive to his voice and obedient by his promptings. May we keep in step with the Holy Spirit, putting aside our own agendas, watching closely for where he is at work in people's lives, and be quick to join him. May the fruit of the Spirit increase in our lives, causing us to overflow with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. May it be evident to all that belong to you. And this we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Bearing each other's burdens. We are commanded in Scripture to share each other's burdens and in this way obey the law of Christ, Galatians 6:2. This prayer is based on the following scriptures, which are highlighted on the screen. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this church family. You have brought us together with individual uniqueness and giftings, and your Holy Spirit unites us through Christ. Forgive us for the times in which we have not served each other out of love or considered ourselves better than others. Teach us what it means to walk with one another and carry each other's burdens. Show us how to bear with the failings of those who are weaker and to humble ourselves so that we might receive encouragement and correction from those who are spiritually stronger. Teach us by the Holy Spirit how to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry or opinionated or preachy, but instead unite us to increasingly pray together for one another, trusting you in all things.
I bring to you at the beginning of a new year those in our church family who are weighed down with cares and burdens too great for them to bear. May they be filled with joy and peace and overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Give them grace to trust you in all things. Please pray silently for someone the Holy Spirit brings to your mind. May we become known as a church that reaches out to those who are burdened with cares or who have fallen away, becoming discouraged or doubtful in their faith journey. Your word commands us to gently restore those who are caught in sin. Forgive us, Father, because we don't do this enough. Keep us from standing in judgment of one another or distancing ourselves from those who are struggling. We individually lift up names to you of family or friends who are running from you. Help us to walk in love with one another that we might love your church as you do. Lord Jesus, I ask these things in your great name. Amen.
The group that will come and lead us in song shortly as we read some scriptures. We have gone extensively through a series on putting on the armor of God. And it says in Ephesians to put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Before we listen to them lead us in a song that you would be welcome to also sing with them, a song that will call us to be clothed with God's armor, let us together as a congregation, proclaim these words that are recorded for us in Scripture. Please read these with me. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in Him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. It also says, I will build my church and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. And we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
This song may not be too familiar with you, but please join in when you feel that you can do that.
Oh, church, arise and put your armor on. Hear the call of Christ our captain. For now the weak can say that they are strong in the strength that God has given. Shield of faith and belt of truth, we'll stand against the devil's lies and Christ before, whose battle cry is love, reaching out to those in darkness. Our call to war, to love the captive soul, but to rage against the we know they are.
we could pray for so many things. And I would encourage that at the end of the service, if there is something that is weighing on your heart and you would like to share that with someone, that you invite that person to do it, or even some of us will remain at the front. I know Dave will and I will, and we would be glad to pray with you if there is something weighing on your heart. But as I said at the beginning, we'll end our prayer time remembering, just as Jesus came as our Savior, this day, January 1st, we remember that He will one day return as our glorious King. Please read this scripture together with me from Philippians 3. We are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for Him to return as our Savior. This prayer is based upon these scriptures, which are on the screen. Pray with me. Thank you, Father, for the promise that Jesus will return. Make our hearts ready that we would eagerly watch and wait for your return. As a church family, until he comes, strengthen each of us to say no to ungodly ways and the passions of this world. May we be self-controlled and holy in all that we do as we wait for Jesus, in order that we might be confident and unashamed before him when he comes. Again, forgive us, Father, for the ways that we have allowed ourselves to become consumed with the things of this world, and we have allowed our minds to be weighed down with anxieties of life and with the pursuits of treasures that will not last. We are guilty of laziness and impatience of your return. Have mercy on us, Lord. Give us a fresh sense of urgency and expectancy that produces greater love and devotion and a living out of our faith. May we be patient, standing firm, ministering the love of Christ in both our words and our actions. O Lord Jesus, keep us alert and encouraging one another that you will return. And so we say these words on the screen together. O Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. We end time early today so that you might have more time to share and interact with one another. But as we say this day, we invite you to remember we begin our year and we extend each day asking for the Lord's help. May these prayers encourage you to remain faithful in inviting him to bear your burdens, to be Lord of your life, to ask for his filling, to be strong in the battle that you face, and also to live in light of his return. Let's stand and sing together in closing the prayer of doxology as we praise the name of our great Savior and the Trinity. Praise God from whom all thank you for coming. Grab another cup of coffee. Again, if you want to pray with someone, we are also here to meet with you. God bless. Go this day, and Happy New Year to you all.